hardly know Jesus. Don't be afraid. I'm just coming over to encourage you. That's our way to go.
How's it going? What do you mean, don't be afraid? Beginning of wisdom is to fear God. We're supposed to fear God.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But fear, fearing God is to be in awe of God. How glorious and how big he is. That's the kind of fear we want to have God. We don't want to be afraid of God.
How come Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling?
Yeah. I think
Why did Paul say that?
You'd have to look up the Greek word for fear.
I have. It means fear.
It means fear.
Why did Paul say that? How about Peter when he said, if the people of God barely make it, what will become of those who deny God? And he talked about how what a terrible thing it will be.
Well, it'll be horrible to be in hell.
Yeah. See, I don't believe what you said is true. I think we should give awe to God for his creation.
Yeah.
But we're to live.
We should be scared to death of going to hell.
Well, that's exactly
right. We're not scared to death of God our Father.
Well,
I'm not scared of death.
Yeah, I guess
I'm glad I stopped.
It depends
maybe
how you.
I can change that.
It depends how you define fear. Fear
would,
and reverence.
Unless I. Reverence, yeah.
Reverence would be the same
fear.
As fear. Okay,
no,
the police
no,
just no. drove by.
I have reverence for my.
The police just drove by. Do you fear the police? You should.
No.
You should.
No, I don't fear
you
the
should.
Police.
Now, how you keep your fear in control is you keep the law. But if you were a criminal, you would be afraid of the police. You would fear them.
Yeah.
And what did Jeremiah say is your heart?
But God doesn't send people to hell. I probably don't fear him.
God doesn't send people to hell? How do people go to hell?
They choose hell.
Right, that's true. He does send them, but they choose it.
I'm glad I stopped. So they choose it. He doesn't send them.
He does. Yeah. He sends them. Go read Revelation. He opens a pit and he puts them all in there. So he sends them, but you're right. They choose it. He gives them their will.
How did hell come about?
Well, that's a good question. You'd have to ask God. I don't know how hell came about. It's a holding place for all the wicked.
Who first inhabited hell?
Who first inhabited hell?
I'm glad I stopped.
That sounds like a kind of a double-ended question.
I don't know.
It depends. Everybody's got a different definition of hell. There's Sheol. There's hell. There's the eternal place at the end of the judgment day.
We're talking about hell. So... Who were the first beings to say, we don't love you, God? And we're
Satan rebelled, Lucifer.
Okay, and so that's
right.
And so they had to go to hell, and that's how hell was created, for Satan and all of his followers.
Yeah.
To go there.
Yeah, that's a really deep topic.
It's not deep.
Yeah.
Where's the first one to say?
Yeah. Lucifer was the first one to rebel against God, no doubt.
And all those angels, and they had to have a place with him.
Yep.
Because they didn't belong in heaven.
Yep.
Because they didn't love God, so they got hell.
But the reason I'm having a problem with that is Satan's not in hell right now. What does the Bible say he's doing?
Satan's out and about.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that's why I said it's a deep topic. God didn't banish him to hell. He's out and about. He's deceiving this culture. The Bible says he goes. I just read that verse. He goes before God and accuses the brethren. So he still has some access. It's interesting. And he's roaming like a lion, 1 Peter 5 says.
He's the ruler of the world.
So he's not in hell right now.
He's the ruler of the world.
Yeah, he is. He's the God of this world. So he's not in hell right now. And I just did a teaching on what's coming is the tribulation, the Antichrist, this beast system. But let's talk about what's your first.
This is very important, though, that God doesn't send anybody to hell.
God doesn't what?
God doesn't send people to hell.
Yeah. Well, again, I would differ.
How do they go to hell?
He ultimately sends them after they choose. He does send them. You know what that's like saying? That's like saying a judge doesn't send anyone to prison. You do a crime, you've done the crime, the judge says you did the crime, now you go to jail. He sends you to jail, but you're at blame.
Probably,
you're at fault.
Probably the law. He's just following the law. The law, that's where people go that break the law.
The law of God, yeah.
But God, God doesn't want anybody in hell.
No, he wants none to perish. Anybody. What's the gospel? How do I find eternal life? If I was a lost man, what would you tell me? How do I gain eternal life? I'm going to test what you teach.
Through Christ.
Right?
Through Christ.
Through Christ, okay.
Through his salvation.
Right, so what?
He went to hell. He went through hell for us.
What must I do?
You have to do four things. Believe that Jesus was God.
Right.
That's where you have to start off.
I agree.
Jesus is God. Jesus suffered and died and took all of my punishment for my sins. three, you have to believe, in order for you to rise from the dead, you believe that Christ rose from the dead, because that's how he proved to everybody that he was God.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to rise in 3 days.
So you're preaching his death, burial, and resurrection.
That's what you need to believe in.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah, and you have to want to go there.
And so I just believe in that.
You just believe in that.
And that's it? I'll go to heaven if I just believe in that?
Absolutely. If you believe that Christ is your Savior and paid for all your sins, why would you go to hell when all your sins have been paid for?
Really? Can I challenge that gospel?
Please do.
What did Jesus say you have to do lest you will all perish? Luke 13:3. Repent.
Yeah, what does repent mean?
It means you must change your mind.
Change your mind.
Right? And when you change your mind, we used to be worldly drunks.
Yeah.
When you change your mind, your life changes.
When you change your mind, you say, I believe that Jesus is God.
Amen.
I believe that there is a God.
Amen.
I believe that Jesus is God.
Right.
Jesus died for
me. Amen.
Sin, all my sins.
Amen.
And as soon as I believe in him, I have a new spirit.
Well, okay, so let's walk through this a little. Hold on. So faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work. So you talked about changing your mind, so that's repentance. But not just changing your mind, also your ways. The Bible says flee sin, forsake sin, turn from sin.
Hey, good luck having the Holy Spirit in your life, having a new spirit that's like God's spirit, pure and holy and sinless, and then being indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Good luck trying to say, I want to be a bad person. I want to go out and
yes,
sin.
Yes, I'm going to continue on in sin. That's not consistent.
Spirit, the Holy Spirit overpowers
us. Okay, so I'm walking through this gospel, though, because
I changed the world.
I'm walking through this gospel that I hear. I'm a street preacher. I hear this all the time. So faith in Jesus and his shed blood and his resurrection, I agree with you. You didn't mention repentance, but you kind of said when I said
repentance
it.
Repentance is,
you got to repent.
I'm going to believe in this.
You got to repent, but you didn't mention that. You didn't tell a drunk he's got to repent and turn from his sin.
No, because when he says, I believe that there's a God, I believe Jesus is
but
God.
But that's not true, though, because the Bible says the demons believe and tremble. That's belief isn't going to save you alone.
But you believe, you ask him into your life to be your Lord and
Savior. You have to repent. So you have to believe in Jesus, you have to repent. Then you mentioned being born again, right?
Yeah.
Did you mention being born again? So God does a spiritual work in you, and I agree with you. So faith, repentance, being born again. But here's where I think that that you're missing.
Don't do repentance.
Huh?
Don't go with repentance, because we don't understand that English. We mean that we had to change your heart.
Oh, repentance is easy to understand. You change your mind, you change your ways, you follow Christ.
It doesn't mean you're not going to sin ever.
Oh, no. It doesn't mean you're not going to sin, but you're to repent when you sin and turn from it. No willful sin will be forgiven. You can't live in sin and be forgiven.
You don't know how many sins you commit today. You don't know which one.
So you believe a person has to sin and sin and sin and sin and sin all the time, every day? You don't believe
a person sins every day.
Really? How do you sin every day? What do you do every day that causes you to sin?
A thought.
Really?
A thought. Doing a poor thing against my wife, criticizing.
So let me ask
somebody.
A question. When those happen, what do you do about them?
You don't love totally and completely like Christ all day, so you're sinful.
So what do you do when those happen? Do you just keep doing them, or do you say, I need to repent and do better?
Yeah, I'd like to not do that.
Okay. But willful sin says, I sin a lot and I'm not going to change from it. Which is kind of what you're preaching.
No.
That's kind of what you're preaching. Willful sin. You keep sinning.
You got to listen up. You sin every day. Don't you know you sin every day? My God.
It depends on what you categorize as sin. I can have a thought. Hold on. We're talking willful sin. We're talking willful sin. So I can have a thought. Hey, that man cut me off in traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me mad. Now, that's a sin. But if I repent and say, Lord, he's my neighbor, I love him, that sin is gone and under the blood. But hold on, I'll let you talk. But if I live in that sin and I go, I hate that guy, that is willful sin, and I do it every day, and I lust every day, or I hate every day, or I covet every day, and I continue to do it, your sins are not covered by the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
You must repent.
You do that all day long.
No, sir, that's a lie. I do not willful sin all day long. That's an absolute lie.
You don't start to say the day and say, I'm going to sin today? Come on, get a grip. You don't do that.
You just talked about the Holy Spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit of God gives us the power to overcome sin and walk in the Spirit, not the flesh. Don't come telling me I have to sin every day willfully. That's a lie.
Willfully?
That's a lie. That's willful sin, to continue to sin.
You sin every day. You don't say, now I'm going
to
get angry.
You need to take stock of your sins, and you need to repent and change them. If you don't treat your white wife right, change it.
Yeah, that's exactly by the power of the
Holy. You just told me you do it every day.
I'm a better person.
You told me you do it every day. Why are you doing it every day?
I don't know how to do it every day.
You just said that. I have it on audio. You said every day I don't do right to my wife, I don't do right to my neighbor.
No.
Why don't you change that?
And your wife would never agree that you're a perfect husband. You sin every day.
I repent. I repent. I don't live in willful sin.
Sure you do.
I don't live in... See, you know what you're doing? You're doing what many people do, most everybody do. You defend sin in this society. You defend it.
You're defending Christ.
You're saying that we live in sin. Christ never defended sin. He told the woman who committed adultery, do you know what he told her? What did he tell her?
Don't do this anymore.
No, he didn't say don't do this anymore. Quote me scripture. What did he say to her, sir?
Go ahead.
Go sin no more. He didn't say go commit adultery no more. He said go sin no more.
That's crazy.
Jesus' words are crazy?
No, that you think that in order for you to be forgiven of your sin,
I must repent of them.
Yeah, you have to be aware of every sin you make that day, and you better.
That's walking in the Spirit.
Yeah, be writing them down.
That's walking in the Spirit. No, the Holy Spirit reminds me when I falter and I repent, and it's gone.
And if you don't, according to you. If you aren't aware, of the sins that you do.
Oh, so now I'm not aware of sins that I do. So now the Holy Spirit. So now this Holy Spirit of God doesn't even make me aware of sin. You didn't let me finish the gospel. Let me get back to the gospel. Faith in Christ's blood, repentance that you didn't really mention, being born again. Hold on, hold on. Holiness and obedience are the fruit that you're of God's people. Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, you won't see God. Jesus said, why do you say you love me if you don't keep my commandments?
Don't you know about your new spirit? Don't you know that your
It overcomes your flesh. It helps you overcome your flesh.
Don't you know what your new spirit is like?
Yeah. It helps you to overcome and walk after Christ.
What are the attributes of your new spirit?
Love, peace, joy, all of those.
Those are, the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
What
Truth.
What are the attributes?
Righteousness and goodness.
What are the attributes?
Which Ephesians 5:9, the fruit of the Spirit. Hold on. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness.
I'm glad I stopped you.
Wait, hold on. You keep interfering God's word. Ephesians 5:9. The fruit of the
Spirit. I know love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
No. See, you don't know God's word. That's not what Ephesians 5:9 says. You don't hold to God's word, you hold to some man made religion. Do you go to a Sunday church?
I don't remember.
Do you go to a Sunday church?
I don't remember.
Where do you go? Who are you associated
with? What's your spirit like?
Who are you associated with?
What are the qualities of your Holy Spirit?
Who are you associated
with? This has to do with whether about sinning. What is your spirit like?
The Holy Spirit.
Not the Holy Spirit. Your spirit.
The Holy Spirit tells us to test
when
all spirits.
When you're born again.
And to find who's deceiving people.
When you're born again.
You think the Holy Spirit wants me to subject myself to a sinful person? And accept your bad doctrine?
When you were born again, what happened?
When I was born again, I got a new heart and a new mind. I turned from being a worldly, drunken person to love the truth of God.
Where is the spirit part of that?
The spirit loves the truth and the word of God and holiness and obedience.
No. What's born again?
Born again is a new heart and a new mind from God. That's what John 3 says. And you now conform to God. Jesus didn't put up with people that claimed Christ and lived in sin. Neither did Paul. You condone sin. I don't condone sin. The man in the gutter, I will talk to differently than I talk to you. You're defending sin as a person claiming Christ. You're a wicked deceiver.
What's your spirit?
You're a wicked deceiver. What was Jesus' spirit when he rebuked the Pharisees? What was his spirit when he rebuked the Pharisees?
Why are you so afraid of answering this? What's your spirit?
My spirit is of God. No. Truth. Goodness and righteousness.
Is it holy?
Yes. What does holy mean?
Holy means set apart for God.
Amen. You're not.
You're not. You know you're legalistic. So
really?
Yeah.
To follow God's law?
You know you're legalistic.
And really?
What's the other part of it? Okay,
really?
You got a spirit.
So can liars and homosexuals go into the kingdom just believing in Jesus? Believing in Jesus?
Is your spirit?
You won't answer that. Can liars and homosexuals go into the kingdom just believing? No, I want to test your gospel. Can liars and homosexuals go into the kingdom just believing in Jesus?
You're not going to bring anybody to Christ through this, okay?
I don't bring anybody to Christ. The truth and the Spirit does. You fill up buildings. I strive for the kingdom of God.
Faith comes through hearing, and hearing the Word of God.
Yeah, I'm not getting the Word of God from you.
Now, what's your spirit like?
I'm not getting the Word of God from you. I'm in a rebuking spirit right now.
What's your spirit?
1 Timothy 5 says, rebuke those publicly in sin. I'm rebuking you.
What's your spirit like?
I'm rebuking you. I'm giving you a rebuke. You're a false teacher. You're coming and making excuses for sin.
This is first grade.
You're slandering and smearing Jesus Christ's blood. I'm rebuking you. That's my spirit.
Christ's blood is
You're a religious man, and Jesus is going to turn you away in the last day because you live in sin.
And he made us worthy, but you don't feel worthy of heaven. You don't feel worthy of heaven.
Christ is worthy of heaven. His righteousness is mine, and I follow after him in spirit and truth.
Yeah, you're legalistic.
No,
and you're
it's not legalistic. Of course we're to obey the law. Christ, Jesus said, why do you say you love me, but you don't keep my commandments? Do you know where that is?
Yeah, just listen to about your
But spirit. You don't believe that.
Listen,
that's legalism.
Here's the
Jesus was a legalist. You don't love me if you don't keep my commandments. Jesus, you're a legalist per you.
Did Jesus, when he died and shed his blood, did he make you worthy of heaven?
Did he make me worthy of heaven?
Yeah.
He gave me the opportunity to become eligible for the grace of God. He doesn't die and cover every one of my sins forever.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Okay.
You must turn and repent of your sin.
You should...
You must turn and repent of your sin.
I hope you're recording.
We are recording it.
Good.
You're going to be on my internet, on my website.
Yeah.
I'll use it for teaching purposes. It's public audio.
Yeah.
Public
okay.
audio. You walked up to me.
Your spirit.
You walked up to me. I'm in a rebuking spirit because you're a liar.
Oh my God.
You're a liar. You just used the Lord's name in vain.
Oh my Lord, help this guy.
Oh, that's not what you said. You just threw his name out there frivolously.
My Father.
That's your spirit.
Help this person. Holy Spirit, come upon this person.
Don't pray for me.
And let him understand.
You need to walk away right now, sir.
No.
You need to.
Well,
why?
No.
Because
you're going to be.
No, you're going to harass me.
Because you're going to hurt me. Or
you're
going to.
No, you're approaching me. Back away.
Okay.
Back away,
come
and
Holy,
I want you to go away.
Come,
I'm rebuking
Holy
you as a false teacher. Go
come,
away.
Holy Spirit.
Go away. I'm
come
rebuking a, you as a false teacher that defends
now.
Sin. Go
and
away.
Help them to know about
go
the Holy Spirit.
Away. You're on video. You're on video now too. Go away. I'm rebuking you. I don't want to talk to you. You are now harassing me. Go away. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You defender of sin.
Don't put that video on.
Oh, that video is going on the internet. It's a public video. You knew we were videotaping. You knew we were audio taping. Really? Rebuking false teachers is a poor example?
And I pray that Holy
go
Spirit,
away, false teacher. Go away, false
and
teacher. You have a wrong spirit. You walk in sin. You defend sin. You probably keep Sunday man-made religion, evangelicalism, false ways. You won't even name your body. You have such truth.
I don't think the Holy Spirit
really?
Is going to bring many people up to you.
Really?
Because they're not going to hear of Christ.
Really? Jesus said few are going to enter the kingdom, and it won't be you unless you repent of your wicked, false ways. Noah stood alone, and I'll do it too. The Bible never uses love for evangelism. The Bible says, repent and turn from your sin. You wicked false teacher, go away. Go away.
Come to Christ.
Righteous anger. Repent, you wicked man, and go away. Turn from your sin. Don'tperish.com. Look it up. You'll be there. Public video and audio. We love you, and we pray. Don't come back. Don't come back. Go away. Go away.
I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll have
go away.
Come.
You have a false Holy Spirit.
The blood of Jesus around,
you have a false Holy Spirit.
Nobody comes up and
nobody follows after Christ and lives in sin, you wicked false teacher. Go sin some more. Go sin and follow your false spirit.
You need to be saved.
Jesus said, go, sin no more. You come defending what put my Savior on the cross. You're a wicked man. You're a wicked man. Go away, wicked man. Go away, wicked man. Go away.
Is this the way Christ?
Go away. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees. Yeah, you bet. Paul told men to cut their manhood off, false teachers. Repent, false teacher. It's loving to tell you the truth. Go away. Turn from your sin. Yeah, look it up. Don'tperish.com. She knows the Bible better than you. Repent, false teacher. Repent.